Anita Cochran is making recording history with her latest single, I Want to Hear a Cheatin' Song.
I want to hear a cheatin' song about somebody doing someone wrong. A story that's about my life with a simple melody.
Now, Ms. Cochran had always wanted to sing with Conway Twitty, but he died in 1993. Other singers have sung unlikely duets with the deceased. Natalie Cole and Hank Williams Jr. made songs with their late fathers by singing alongside some of their old recordings. But Miss Cochran's Cheatin' Song is something different. It has Conway Twitty singing lines he never actually sang, ever. Her record producer spent months sorting through stacks of Mr. Twitty's recordings and lifted words, sometimes just a syllable, from different songs. They stitch them together with computer software in such a way as to make the voice of Conway Twitty seem to warble exactly what they wanted.
Can you help me, Conway?
Yeah. I want to hear a cheating song by somebody doing someone wrong.
A cheating song, indeed. It'll be included in Anita Cochran's next album, due out in September. Now, that inspired us to see if we could transform our own Dan Shore into a country music singer, with the same kind of overly creative editing. Now, with all due respect to Patsy Cline, can you help me, Dan?
Crazy.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Dan sure gives it his own special touch, doesn't he?
I'm crazy for trying. Crazy for crying.
And I'm crazy for loving you.
Patsy Cline and Dan Shore, together at last, singing Crazy.